Joining me now, we have Chief Warrant Officer Philip Brashear. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here, sir. Thank you so much.
Most certainly, because Black History Month, of course, February focus for this month, and Americans specifically in some ways are celebrating accomplishments of African Americans throughout our nation's history. And so you're here to share with some share with us some incredible stories of determination and perseverance as well, right?
Yes, sir.
And so when it specifically relates to the U.S. military, what is the significance of Black History Month?
Sir, we see all history as American history. We are celebrating Black history, but Black history is just an integral part of all American history. American servicemen and women have left their mark on history and on our society, and there's been no war, sir, that this country has been part of in which African Americans did not serve proudly.
Yeah, particularly even in our region here, we have the significance of the Buffalo Soldiers as well, and we even have some of our local military base, Fort Bliss, one of our gates renamed recently for in honor of the Buffalo Soldiers who served in some of the Indian and Native American conflicts out here. But so you have some specific stories to share with us, right?
Oh, yes, sir, I certainly do. There's been African-American heroes all through American history, and I'd like to share one with you, Corporal Waverly Woodson, Jr., a World War II medic in the Army who for 30 hours ignored his own wounds to treat over 200 soldiers in Normandy on D-Day. He set up a medical aid station, dragged soldiers from the killing zone, and treated them, removed bullets, bandaged wounds, and just took care of folks despite being injured himself. And there's a website, sir, that we can find out about many others if you allow me to give it to you.
Oh, certainly. What would that website be?
The website is www.usar.army.mil.
Army.mil. So what can people find on that website?
Sir, people can find all types of information about the U.S. Army Reserve, past, present, and future heroes, the direction that the Army Reserve is heading. So just all kinds of information about the Army Reserve, the important people that serve and will be and continue to serve, and anything about the Army that you need to know, sir. It's a great website full of all types of information.
Yeah, very important there as well. And so are there any other particular... What do you think we can learn from some of these stories of these people who have served, you know, in, again, like you said, throughout American history?
Yes, sir. It's one of the biggest things is diversity. The word diversity is not about what makes us different, but it's how we can make a difference. As a society, when we bring all of our cultures and ethnicities together, sir, we can make such a difference in this world instead of trying to, you know, concentrate on how we're different from each other and how to segregate from each other. Together, sir, we can continue to keep this country the greatest country in the world. And with these stories and showing the legacy of African-American history, it just proves that it's not just African-American history. It's the legacy of America and our hope for the future.
I think some people get the wrong idea when they think about what, you know, specific months are and specific marking of occasions are. It's not that this is the only time it's important. It's important all throughout the year, just like every person is important throughout the year, but on their birthday, or like we do here with this month, is when we're specifically celebrating these things and the accomplishments, achievements, and influences that it's had on our country.
Yes, sir. You know, hopefully in the future we'll get to a point where all history is told as it should be. But because there are a lot of things that have been missed in the past, sir, we just celebrate Black History Month just to remind everybody that, hey, this is American history that unfortunately we've lost track of. So we just try to emphasize it to keep people aware of the contributions of African Americans. But, sir, I'm like you. I can't wait for the future when all history is told correctly and it's all just American history.
That would be fantastic. And you have a personal family history of including your father that is involved in this legacy of service as well. What is your dad's story?
Sir, my dad's story, the late, great Master Chief, Master Diver Carl Brashear, joined the military after President Truman desegregated the military in 1948. He was from a poor sharecropper farm in rural Kentucky. He joined the military despite the racism, despite being illiterate, despite being very poor, and he became the Navy's first African-American diver in the Navy. After he achieved the rank of being a diver, he went on to be the first amputee diver, or the first amputee period, to return to active duty status after he lost the bottom part of his leg in the mid-60s.
Yeah, very significant story there, as was shown in the movie Men of Honor.
Yes, sir. Cuba Gooding Jr. played the part of my father in the movie Men of Honor.
And so did you find that influential in your own decision to enter service as well?
Yes, sir. My dad was a great influence on me joining the military. Although I didn't want to be a diver, I didn't want to go down, I was always interested in aviation. So I kind of used to joke with my dad that I scored higher on the ASVAB or the military entrance exam. I wanted to go up and not down. And that was like a private joke between he and I up until the day he passed away.
Understandable there. I mean, he went down and you went up, both going to the limits of human experience in this sphere anyway. And, I mean, so people, again, if they've seen that movie, they've seen some of that story. What does that mean personally for you when it comes to, you know, seeing those stories and seeing that impact that has had?
Well, sir, it just tells me that there's nothing that you can't achieve in this world. You know, I say that my father achieved or overcame five great hurdles. In fact, five great hurdles that still affect every country in the world today. We still deal with racism. We still deal with poverty. We still deal with illiteracy in this world. We still deal with people that are handicapped. And, sir, before my father retired, he subjected himself to the Navy Alcohol Abuse School because of his alcoholism. So, sir, that's five critical hurdles that he was able to overcome, and it just shows the world that no matter what you go through or where you come from, you can achieve despite what may try to hold you back.
If you're just joining right now, my guest right now is Chief Warrant Officer Philip Brashear. If you want to find out more information about the stories and the things we're talking about, you can visit usar.army.mil for the U.S. Army Reserve to find out more about this and other stories. So when you look at the contributions that have been had specifically by, you know, Black and American soldiers throughout our nation's history, what do you see when you mentioned a little bit how you hope that all the history gets portrayed correctly in just American history, but when you look towards the future of our country, what do you think that it'll be like when you look at what the legacy is?
Well, sir, I will tell you right now, the U.S. military, to include the Army, has been in the forefront of molding and just adjusting our culture to where we all get along, we all bring our strengths to the battlefield, and we work together. With America joining that same cause and going in that same route, so we can all come together and be a stronger nation, even stronger than we are now. And I see our country doing that in the future, coming together, despite our differences, but coming together to make our country even stronger. And we're going to keep maintaining that. But I will tell you one thing, that the military leads the way when it comes to making that social impact. And we're going to continue to keep that going into the future.
Hopefully it can continue definitely to do so. So again, if people want to find out more about these stories, more about these other instances that we've talked a little bit about here today, are there any other particular stories, in fact, that they would be able to find out more about as well?
Yes, sir. A more current story, Major General Jonathan Woodson, who served the Army Reserve Medical Command, Commanding General. He's also been a hero in medicine, a top African-American in medicine, and a top minority executive in healthcare. So these are just a few of the stories that are on that website that people can go and see and do their research and learn all about the great folks that we have in this country.
So, yeah, definitely a lot of very important other positions, senior enlisted, as senior commanding officers as well, and generals. So, again, what is that website if they want to find out more information about this and learn more also about the Army Reserve?
Yes, sir. The website is www.usar.army.mil. Remarkable website, sir.
Yeah, definitely just going through it here myself. Definitely a lot of great information there and some great pictures as well. And so, again, if you want to find more information there, please visit that website, usar.army.mil. My guest right now has been Chief Warrant Officer Philip Brashear. Thank you very much for talking with us today and sharing some of the incredible stories, both of yourself, your family, and previous service members.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
Well, certainly. Thank you very much. Listen to the El Paso Public Forum. I'm your host, Andrew J. Polk.